It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
And VK1WIA is bringing you the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service for week commencing July 14, 2024. And this week, call to action. Consultation 2024-1. You have only until August 2 to provide feedback on the draft documents describing how to coordinate amateur repeater and beacon station frequencies. Consultation 2024-2, 40-metre band plan harmonisation challenges. You have until September 6 to provide feedback. Now, both consultation papers, the details are on wia.org.au, front page news. Now wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. But first up, it's to the International News Desk and Jason, VK2LAW, as we don't have a director's report, but I will pop in ahead of Felix with that reminder, read the input required for the 40-metre band plan. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Hello. Leading this week's international news special event remembers two Lithuanian-American aviators. The special event call sign Sierra November 91 Lima Oscar Tango is on the air until the end of July, marking the tragic deaths of two pioneering Lithuanian-American aviators. The 91 in the call sign notes that 91 years have passed since the doomed transatlantic crossing. It was July of 1933 when two Lithuanian-American aviators successfully crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a small airplane from New York City, bound for what was then the capital city of Lithuania. 2 days after their departure, the plane known as Lituanica crashed in eastern Germany, 650 kilometres short of their destination. It was never clear what caused the crash after the successful ocean crossing. This year, as in previous years, a special call sign, SN91LOT, is on the air till the end of July to commemorate the aviator's doomed effort. RSGB British Science Week Challenge. The Radio Society of Great Britain, RSGB, has really gotten behind the UK event known as British Science Week. It's the RSGB's British Science Week Time Challenge. The task is to provide a method of either measuring the frequency of a radio frequency source or signal, or providing a time reference to a radio operator or radio system. Contestants must use readily available components, material, or other resources. The activity is divided into three categories: under 18 or still at school, under 21 or an undergraduate up to the age of 23, and a category with no age restriction. The winner of each category will win a cash prize, with the winners being announced at this year's RSGB convention in October. You can find out more by visiting the time-related challenge link on the British Science Week webpage. What was that you're saying? The job's not done till the paperwork's in. Ahead of Felix VK4FUQ and his contest news, a timely reminder that after the contest, get your log entries in pronto. We recently told you of the SRAL's 1-watt wacky challenge. Well, the winner has been announced. However, only one log was submitted by the deadline for log submissions. Conditions on the day were good, and many stations took part in the challenge judging by the exchanges given. In the 1-watt SSB category, Cobus, Zulu Sierra 6 Bravo Oscar Sierra, managed to accumulate 102,243 points, and his furthest contact was with Victor 5 1 Whiskey Whiskey on the 20-metre band, 1,136 kilometres away. His average contact distance was 550 kilometres. Congratulations to Cobus. If any other stations would still like to submit their logs for honorary mention on the website as a thank you for your participation, you're welcome to do so. So, no matter what contest you've taken part in, remember to get your logs in. Happy 100! Dorothy McCracken, known to everyone as a great storyteller, still has a way with words even at 100 years old. From connecting with students as a substitute teacher, to reaching people across the seas via her ham radio, she's always had a gift for communication. Reaching 100 years old is just another milestone in Dorothy's remarkable life. Her repertoire of monumental moments includes shaking hands with the pioneer of automobiles, learning Morse code, and even standing her ground with a black bear. She celebrated a century of life on June 29, and when asked about her favourite years, she said she's enjoyed her life as long as she's lived. Apart from healthy habits and eating grass-fed meat and home-grown veggies from her garden, Dorothy McCracken said there are a couple of other keys to a long life. I think you just have to try to get outdoors a few minutes every day, and you have to be kind and nice to everybody. Everybody you meet, thank them for anything that they do for you. You may not think it's very much, but a little bit is better to thank somebody for. Still in the USA, Hurricane Beryl has silenced three full power stations and an FM translator in the Houston metro area, the Federal Communications Commission has said. The stations include Educational Media Foundation's K-Love affiliate KLTW 105.3, Odyssey Sports The Bet 650 KIKK, and Relevant Radio's religious KTEK on 1110 kHz. The FCC said that Conroe, Texas licensed translator K237FS at 95.3 is also offline. It relays EMF's KLTW. Some 29% of cell phone tower sites are out of service in the six-county Houston region. The FCC also says cable and wireline companies reported 803,501 subscribers out of service in the disaster area for Hurricane Beryl. This includes the loss of telephone, television, and/or internet services. It's weird, but it's wonderful. Our final story in this week's segment takes us out of this world. Lego bricks printed out of space dust. There have been many proposals for building structures on the moon out of lunar regolith, but here's an idea sure to resonate with creators, mechanical tinkerers, model builders, and the kid inside us all. What about using actual Lego bricks? Researchers have ground up a 4.5 billion-year-old meteorite and used the dust to 3D print Lego-style space bricks. They actually click together like the plastic variety. With so far only one downside, they only come in one colour, grey. Want to see some of these lunar Legos? Lego will showcase the space bricks at some of its stores. Creating building materials on the moon or Mars from the material on hand means construction materials don't have to be transported from Earth. This would mean huge savings in launch costs because less weight would have to be boosted from Earth. The only problem was that except for the moon rocks brought back by the Apollo astronauts, which are highly guarded for scientific study only, there's not any lunar regolith available on Earth to experiment with. But meteor dust is a close cousin to lunar regolith. The ESA team was able to get a meteorite that was discovered in northwest Africa in 2000 and is about 4.5 billion years old. It's made out of metal grains and chondrules, similar to moon dust. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1 WIA. Nobody does it better.
The WIA, as part of its involvement with IARU Region 3, is sponsoring a discussion on the future directions of the 40-metre band plan and is now seeking feedback as input to the IARU Region 3 conference to be held in October. The amateur services 7,000 to 7,200 kHz band is considered an example of one of the more disorganised bands on a global basis. The consultation paper is now available, and WIA members and the general amateur radio population are invited to respond via email tac@wia.org.au. That email address, tac@wia.org.au. Now, reply though no later than September 6 with your feedback.
We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2024. Entries for the April-June period of the Ted Power Memorial DX Challenge are closing in less than 24 hours. If you don't have your entry in yet, head over to contest.fgarc.org.au. The website has an all-new look, making it even easier to navigate. International Amateur Radio Union HF World Championship July 13-14. 0 hours UTC Saturday ends 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. The aim of the contest is to support amateur cell training in radio communications, including improving amateur operating skills, conducting technical investigations, and intercommunicating with other amateurs around the world, especially IARU member society headquarters stations, including our own VK3WIA. Set our autumn and winter sprints. Start marking those calendars as the greater ZL sprint series held at 0800 hours Zulu on a Tuesday night is back for the month of July. Just to change things up, and in a blatant attempt to try and attract the cool kids, 30 minutes of FT4 has been added to the series. As before, this contest from New Zealand starts with 30 minutes of CW, followed by 30 minutes of SSB, then 30 minutes of FT4, all on 80 metres. The CW-SSB exchange is RST and your outside temperature. The FT4 exchange is your four-digit maidenhead grid locator. The object is to work as many stations as you can in one or more of the three sessions. It is a relaxing introduction to contesting and a chance to try out a new mode or equipment. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held in the third week in July, aims to encourage low band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed, with SSB, CW and digital. That is RE or PSK. This contest is another official WIA contest that will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. YOTA Contest 2024. The next session of this year's YOTA Contest will be from 10 hours to 21:59 hours UTC, 21 July, on the five classic bands using CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone. RSGB YOTA Contest July 27. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. Alara Contest. Saturday 25th August concludes Sunday 26th August. Oceania DX Contest. This year's contest will be held October 5th and 12th. DX Window to the World. The Tour de France is being commemorated by a special event call sign TM111TDF, marking the 111th edition of the famous cycling race. Listen on the 17th through to the 21st of July on the HF bands. QSL station TM111TDF by FAGGZ. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of Radio Belgrade, the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club is active as YT100RB and YU1924RB until November 30. For details of a certificate that is available, see YU1ANO.org. New Zealand. NZAT has officially been call signed for the upcoming America's Cup to be held in Spanish waters later this year. ZL6M Cup has been allocated to celebrate this event with full gas side ZL2RO as the trustee of the call sign. November 30 is when ZL6M Cup goes off the air. In the world of DX, be listening for the members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year. Operating as HB20SP, the club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no bureau QSLs, but you can use Lookbook of the World, and HB20SP runs until December 31. Repeating, we have Robert VK4TFN joining you with news of Redclips VK4 Wormiran Repeater Relocation Project.
Following the closure of our Wormiran Repeater site, the club's 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeaters on 146.925MHz and 438.325MHz respectively have recently been relocated to a temporary site. Unfortunately, it is expected that the coverage will not be good in the short term. The repeaters had occupied the Wormiran site for close on 30 years, but it was time to move on. We at the Redcliffe Club extend our apologies for any resulting inconvenience. It is anticipated that the Moreton Bay Regional Council will soon approve our application for a much improved site at Ocean View. We will get the repeaters up and fully operational at the new site as soon as possible. The Redcliffe Club's 2-metre Mount Glorious repeater on 147MHz is still fully operational. Thank you for your patience, and 73s from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club VK4RC.
Tara Robert. Consultation 2024-1. Australian Amateur Radio Repeater and Beacon Frequency Planning Rules and Process Changes. A reminder. You only have until August 2 to provide feedback on the technical content of the draft Raleigh documents, describing how to coordinate amateur repeater and beacon station frequencies. Please provide any response to the WIA Technical Advisory Committee via email using tac@wia.org.au. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with VK3GTV, Cole.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest groups, it's digital. All-Star Link releases version 3 beta. All-Star Link has announced a major update to their software, All-Star Link 3, ASL 3. Now in beta, ASL 3 upgrades the popular repeater and hotspot software from Asterisk version 1.4 to version 20, a 15-year leap in PBX phone system technology. Asterisk is the backbone of All-Star Link, driving a network of repeaters, hotspots and base stations, all connected via voice over internet protocol, VoIP. ASL 3 is now capable of running on both x86, 64 and ARM 64 hardware, physical and virtual. Additional improvements include runs as non-root user, supports Debian 12 and future updates, improved EchoLink support and reduced micro SD wear. But a word of warning, ASL 3 configuration is significantly different, particularly for those who edit the configs. Both veteran and new All-Star users alike are advised to proceed with caution, read the manual, and follow the installation video. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Europe's new heavy lift rocket, Ariane 6, made its inaugural flight from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana on July 9th. 1 hour after liftoff, the first set of satellites on board Ariane 6 were released from the upper stage and placed into an orbit 600 kilometres above Mother Earth. Satellites and experiments from various space agencies, companies, research institutes, universities and young professionals were included on this inaugural flight. Among many other payloads it carries, is set to transmit FT8 and live SSTV images in Robot 36 format. FT8 transmissions are made every 16 seconds, while SSTVs are every 5 minutes. Downlink 144.175 MHz FT8 mode. Callsign AO4ARI HO60 if the antenna has been deployed. Callsign AO4ARI HO61 if the antenna has not been deployed. Downlink 144.550 MHz SSTV Robot 36 mode with live image and Hades text carrier with a frequency of 144.550 MHz, same frequency as SSTV, is left between FT8 tones. On this flight, the Ariane 6 upper stage is set to release two re-entry capsules as it enters Earth's atmosphere for a clean disposal to burn up harmlessly, leaving no space debris in orbit. Firefly delivers new amateur satellites to orbit. The Firefly Alpha 43 mission, nicknamed Noise of Summer, launched successfully on July 4th and deployed 8 new Cube satellites to low Earth orbit. 5 of these CubeSats carry amateur radio equipment. One with the greatest interest to the amateur radio community is MESAT-1. Built by the University of Maine in cooperation with AMSAT, this satellite carries a 30 kHz wide VU transponder plus a 1K2 BPSK telemetry downlink. Telemetry downlink 435.800 MHz with transponder downlink 435.810 to 435.840 MHz and transponder uplink 145.910 to 145.940 MHz. Amateurs are encouraged to use AMSAT's Foxtelem software to collect telemetry. What goes up must come down. Elon Musk, SpaceX, has won a contract valued at up to $843 million to build a vehicle capable of safely deorbiting the International Space Station once the station is decommissioned in 2030. While many people have suggested raising the ISS's orbit and turning it into a museum, the amount of fuel needed to move the approximately 420-ton station to a high enough orbit to remain stable for long durations is prohibitive. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. And a reminder that the RSGB IOTA contest is fast approaching on July 27-28. The IP1X team will be active from Gallinara Island, EU-083. This is a small private island off the northwest coast of Italy. IP1X will operate CW and SSB on 10 through to 80 metres over the 24 hours of this year's IOTA contest. Joining us now with more IOTA news is Grant Willis, VK5GR.
Hello everyone, this is Grant, VK5GR, with some news on the Islands on the Air Awards program and its 60th anniversary celebrations that are currently underway, including the happenings at the Ham Radio 24 convention event held in Friedrichshafen, Germany last week. I was privileged enough to be able to attend that event, which had as one of its central pillars a celebration of IOTA's 60th anniversary. Numerous events were held across the weekend, including the Island Hoppers presentation, where several IOTA activators, including myself, spoke about how we started out in the IOTA program. I, along with several other prominent activators, were also invited to speak at the IOTA Forum, where I gave an overview of the recent VK5 FIL de-expedition to Flinders Island, IOTA Oscar Charlie 261, which was located off the coast of South Australia in the Great Australian Bight. Yes, there's more than one Flinders Island. Opportunities were also available to promote the various IOTA special event call signs currently on the air, including our very own VI60 IOTA here in Australia, as well as the Danish 5Q60 IOTA activities. Speaking of VI60 IOTA, I am still looking for more volunteers to help activate the call sign on air this year. If you'd like to help out promoting IOTA and its 60th anniversary, please contact me via email at iotacheckpoint@gmail.com. Finally, if you've ever wanted to start out in the IOTA program, there's no better time than the present. Many islands are being activated once more, especially now the pandemic is over, and many opportunities can be found on air to add to your IOTA tally every day. In particular, look out for the IOTA activities during the upcoming IOTA contest held on the 27th and 28th of July. So finally, to find out more about the Islands on the Air program, head over to iota-world.org on our website and find out all about the program there. If you have any queries about how to submit for awards, you can contact myself, Grant, VK5GR, in my capacity as the VKZL checkpoint officer, and I will do my best to help you. Again, you can email me at iotacheckpoint@gmail.com. 73s, this is Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the IOTA Awards Program Down Under.
Thanks, Grant. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Maritime, including ILLW News. The 27th International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend takes place from 0001 UTC on Saturday the 17th of August to 2400 UTC on Sunday the 18th of August 2024, and you can operate for the whole 48 hours or part thereof. Remember, ILLW is not a contest. It's a fun event to raise the profile of lighthouses, light vessels and other navigational aids and preserve our maritime heritage. To coincide with the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania's August Presentation Night will be a wander through the life of VK7FB, Mike Jenner, and focus on his time with the Lighthouse Service. Mike was lighthouse keeper on 4 of Tasmania's lighthouses, and he'll take us through his experience in words, pictures and video on August 7 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and the presentation will also be streamed across the world via the Reist YouTube streaming channel. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amity Young Timers, YOTA. With the latest, it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. The RSGB in Great Britain is pleased to announce that it will be represented at this summer's Youngsters on the Air camp by Rhys Williams, M0WGY/AJ6XD. The event, which is organised by the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group together with the Czech Radio Club, will be held between the 16th to the 23rd of August in Prague. Rhys is currently studying aerospace engineering at Cambridge Unit and is going on to do a PhD in engineering at Oxford University from September. He says he has found a lot of joy in the building aspect of amateur radio and enjoys contesting with his university amateur radio club. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2 MV in Sydney. Now back to Cole, VK3 GTV.
Thanks, Alec. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Rescue Radio.
Hi, I'm Graham, VK3 GRK. Bendigo Amateur Radio Electronics Club invites you to our July meeting in Castlemaine. The presentation will be on the subject of Barracks Regional Emergency Readiness Plan by Neil Patton, VK3ZVX. The presentation will explain Barracks' plan for regional emergency readiness in the Loddon-Campaspe region, give a brief history of Barracks' activities in this space over the last 5 years, provide insight into the vulnerability of public communications networks, outline the difficulties faced by emergency management agencies and communities in communicating with each other, discuss accessible technologies for communities to help themselves, and explain how cooperation between the Citizens Band and amateur radio groups can make up the shortfall in emergency planning. The evening starts at 7:30 p.m. Friday, July 19th at the First Castlemaine Scout Hall, 16 Reckleburn Street, Castlemaine. A gold coin donation would be appreciated and a light supper will be provided. The presentation will be available live via Zoom, subject to local internet performance. See the text version of the broadcast for the Zoom details.
The 2024 AGM of WISN New South Wales has been scheduled for Saturday the 10th of August, starting at 2 p.m. The AGM will be held at VK2WI Dural, and members will also be able to join online. WISN New South Wales is calling for some new members to join their committee, as some of the existing committee have been doing the jobs for many years. Later in the year is the 2024 Hawkesbury Canoe Classic over the weekend of the 26th and 27th of October, and WISN New South Wales is providing the safety communications. This is WISN's flagship event and requires many members to make it a success. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Col, VK3 GTV.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service on VK1 WIA.
2024, as we say, it's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. And details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links. In VK3, let's hear about the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest.
I'm Neil, VK3ZVX, President of Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club. Bendigo is a regional city in the heart of central Victoria, famous for its Chinese dragons and outstanding architecture. On the 18th of August 2024, Barrack will be running its first radio fest in over 25 years. For many of us in the club, it's beyond living memory since we did the last one. We're calling it a radio fest rather than a ham fest because we're looking for participation from citizens band operators, four-wheel drive clubs and outpost radio operators as well. Everyone is welcome. If you wish to contact us regarding the radio fest or book a table, contact us on www.barrack.net.au and look for Radio Fest, follow the prompts. We look forward to meeting you there on the 18th. Best 73s to everyone.
From VK3 to VK4, Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 24, at the Clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Kippering. VK6, Perth Tech 2024, September 21 for 2 days at Gidgeganup. The Gold Coast Ham Fest, October 13, Narang Country Paradise Parklands. Now, of course, it's in VK4 and it's at 231 Beaudesert Narang Road in Narang. VK5, Amateur Radio Experimenters Group Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m. at Kilbourne in the David Roche Park. VK7, it's the Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart. This will be held at the Sandy Bay campus of UTAS, and bookings are now open. Now, this 2024 event is fully catered. There will be endless tea, coffee and other beverages, morning and afternoon tea and lunch on Saturday, and morning tea and lunch Sunday, provided as part of the Tassie conference fee. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand. When is it? November 2 and 3, the Tasmanian Ham Conference. And wrapping up the year, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue in Rosebud. Now till next week, when we meet again, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.